amplified impact for multi-passionate female entrepreneurs turning their gifts into assets. This is a space to open your heart even deeper as you learn how to tune into your mission and connect with your clients, the ones who you dream to serve, and create massive impact in their lives. I'm here to inspire you to take time for yourself so you can be the leader in your life and your business, one who stands out and thrives. This is the place where women just like you create wealth from the inside.
You are in for a real treat this week. This episode is going to share with you exactly how to not just build a transactional business, but to create a frickin' movement. How to attract your soulmate clients. Your let's get lost on an island tribe. Not only is this how I've built hundreds and thousands of wave makers in my community, but how my community members are going live together on Instagram, leading retreats in Costa Rica together, building out online workshops and events. Not only are my people become each other's people, and I want you to create that in your business, where the business is about relationships that go deep, hanging out with people, working with people that get you. Let's build movements of people that we love and adore through the secrets that I'm going to be sharing with you today and a little bit behind the scenes of what's coming in just a couple of weeks for my visionary creative leaders who are not here to be put in a box or be told they can't bring all of their passions into their company. How can you continue to grow and evolve? Scale your business without micro niching down. It's about building a movement. Head over to amberhagberg.com/visionaryceo to claim a seat. This is going to be a free experience for now, but eventually paid. So make sure that you head over to amberhagberg.com/visionaryceo to join us, or just click into the link in the show notes. I can't wait. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Enjoy. Oh, can you give yourself some love? Tap your heart. Take a deep breath. Let yourself be alive. Shake it out. I have a training for you today, and it is going to give you everything you need to attract dream soulmate clients. I often tell my retreat clients, this is your let's get lost on an island tribe. If you want to bring in people into your world, like this is my best friend, we could talk for hours while having massive impact, you're going to want to listen to this. I literally yesterday hosted one of my networking calls for my clients, and they came back in and one of them's like, Amber, I just have to say, I love the people that you attract because I feel like I could sit with them forever. And I'm like, this is the key to marketing and messaging. Knowing who you want to be in your circle. And that's how we build something that's so much more than a transactional business. That's how we build something that is so much more than an offer or a niche. This is about building a community, creating a movement. And I know because 1 year I was 6 months pregnant, I hosted a retreat. There was 12 people and it was so much drama. And I was like, what did I do to attract these people? Not all of them were that way. Many of my clients came back the next retreat when they're like, Amber, what happened? Like this retreat and this energy is so different than the last time. And I was like, I got clear in my heart about the people that I wanted to work with. This is empowered marketing versus non-empowered marketing. This is intentionally calling in your tribe. So when my client reflected this back to me yesterday, I was like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Because when I was 6 months pregnant, I realized that I was marketing in a way that was attracting not soul aligned clients. And sometimes that's not easy to admit. And after getting off of a client call right now, one of my clients is like, yeah, I had to cut out one of the clients I was just working with because it wasn't in alignment. And I was like, yeah. And then what happened? She's like, I went into the sauna and I attracted a year-long client. And I was like, yeah, because boundaries, standards, who are you hanging out with? Okay. But more importantly, when you're writing your content, who do you have in your mind? Who are you speaking to? And how are you speaking to them? Your words are a frequency. Your frequency is a magnet. I like to think about talking on my Instagram, my social media platforms, my emails, like I'm talking to a past version of myself, something that I would have told myself 3 years ago or 3 months ago. I think about, what do I wish I knew back then? What do I want? What did I need? What did I want to move away from? And I let that be the recipe for my content. And then what happens? Then the people that I work with are similar to who I was or who I'm becoming. And then it's like, hey, let's be best friends. Let's hang out. Like every single client that I'm working with right now is like, hey, do you want to go to a retreat and hang out for some time? And then my clients are like, hey, let's go live together. Let's support each other in this. It's a collaboration. So looking at building a movement around your human growth and evolution is huge. When you look at building a movement, you're not talking about pain point marketing. When you're talking about building a movement, you're not talking about working with moms that shop at Target. You're talking about your life and your human growth and what it takes for you to get to where you are today. It's weaving in your values, your life philosophies, what has allowed you and what has held you back, weaving in your wisdom as the wealth. The biggest asset that you have is your life experience and everything that you've gone through. And I loved this quote from Tony Robbins on I Am Not Your Guru. That level of authenticity will lead to the richest life ever. Being so rich in how you see every experience you have in your life, the good and the bad. I look at this one retreat that I had, not as a negative thing that happened to me, but one that allowed me to raise my standards for the way that I spoke to my community, raise my standards for the people that I allowed into my containers, raise my standards for the way I allowed other people to treat me. When we can, as Tony Robbins says, look at everything that happens in our lives and thank it for the good and the bad. To see the lessons in all things, we're going to create a massively rich life through building beautiful memories and a life of richness through our experiences. I'd love to hear from you in the comments. Can you remember a time in your life, one of the hardest things that ever happened to you, but you turned that experience into one of the greatest lessons of your life? Because when you can do that, there's nothing in your life that can happen that will weigh you down. It might take a few weeks, months, or even years. I know this experience when I was in the retreat, 6 months pregnant. I was like, how did I do this? Like, what did I do to deserve this? Then I was like, actually, this is a leadership retreat that I'm leading. How can I turn this into me leading myself? Oh, who do I want to be at my retreats? Who do I want to be in my community? And that meant saying no to people that wanted to come on a retreat, saying no to people that wanted to join my mastermind, letting people out of my mastermind early. You're awesome, Amber. Hi, Grace. I'm so excited that you're here. Share with me in the comments, what's the life thing that has happened to you that was a really dark moment, but it changed? It changed you. This is the messaging and marketing that we want to bring forward and through. Speaking to the power, speaking to the life experiences that have happened, and letting that be the magnet for the people into the community. This is your let's get lost on an island tribe. Let's go on a retreat. Let's do life and business together. The power of working with someone over doing it on your own is someone else seeing your blind spots, someone else showing you how to do it so you don't have to learn slower, harder. I recently just had a client sign up for my mastermind, and she said to me, I could continue to go at the pace I'm going. She was already in my membership. She was already seeing success. She's like, but I want to do it faster, and I want to do it with you. This is where we get to do it with other people. And I know that marketing and messaging is very, very important for attracting dream soulmate clients. It's part of how we can sell out our offers, sell out our retreats. But there's something even more important. It's the embodiment piece. It's the drinking your own medicine. It's the, this is how I live my life. This is what has changed my life. And then something happens in your life and it's like, is that really who you are? Can you continue to drink your own medicine at the hardest time in your life? Can you continue to drink and take your own advice when you're going through a breakup? When you're getting married? After you had your first baby? The work never ends. This is human growth and evolution forever until you're not in this human body anymore. So how can you continue to drink your own medicine and be the embodiment of your work, to be the magnet? Just your frequency. Like, you know that woman that walks down the road and you're like, damn, she's hot. She's got it. How can you be that for your work? To be that for your work. And of course, we were just talking about this in my mastermind. Mindset is key. What are the beliefs of your subconscious mind that you're not even aware of that are holding you back from growing and scaling your business? Yes, there's marketing and messaging out there all the time telling you the things that you're missing in your business, but like the beliefs and the mindset, if you don't have these two, it doesn't matter what strategy, it doesn't matter how good you get with your marketing and messaging. If you're embodied, but your mindset is holding you back, you can't grow and scale. And as a multi-passionate, Can I get an emoji below for my multi-passionates that have 1,100 ideas a day, a week? I want to create this. I want to create that. I want to bring this into the world. I want to help this person. What about this? What about that? You can't grow and scale your company if you don't niche down. You're not clear enough about who you help. If you're speaking to the past version of yourself every single day, your messaging and your marketing is going to consistently be changing. And the people that you're calling in are going to be different because you're different every single freaking day. But that's how you build a movement, is that you bring people all along on the journey with you. I've taught in over 10,000 yoga classes, led 22 yoga teacher trainings, dozens of retreats, helped thousands of retreat leaders sell out their retreats, worked with hundreds of women online growing businesses and building movements. Never once did I try. Oh, you better believe it. I help moms love themselves. I help women lose weight. That's what a coach put together in an email sequence once. I paid a coach $5,000 to help me with my email marketing because I wasn't converting clients. And we ended our 3-week session with, I help moms lose weight. What is this? That wasn't me. And I threw those emails away. I never used them. You have to be so in alignment with what you want to do. The reason my business wasn't working at that time was because I wasn't speaking to who I'd become. I was still trying to speak to the version of me that didn't love herself. But I had already invested hours, days meditating in an ashram, 3 hours a day meditating, 10 hours a day meditating. I had already devoted my life to self-love. And the reason my are you struggling to love yourself wasn't working was because I wasn't speaking to the person I had become. I wasn't letting my business evolve with me. I'm going to share this little download from Grace here. I went through a huge healing journey. And when I thought I was at the top, got knocked down again with a huge life lesson and transition, becoming my parents' caretaker. So humbling. And this is just the evidence, Grace, that we climb to the top of the mountain. We think that we've done it. We think that we've got it figured out. And then you realize that you're at the bottom of an even higher mountain. And then you climb to the top of that mountain and it rocks your world. And you become something even greater than you even thought was possible. And then you climb to another top of the mountain. And then what you realize is our entire life's journey is about the evolution of our growth through climbing to the top of the mountain. And every time that we climb to a mountaintop, it's a mountain that's even higher. It's even bigger than ever before. And it comes full circle when we take care of our parents. It comes full circle when we have children. And that trigger of childhood trauma comes up when you become a mother. The childhood trauma that comes up when you take care of your parents. The childhood trauma that comes up when someone you start working with triggers you. And it's like, I was talking about this with my mentor on the call yesterday. It's like one moment you unfollow someone that you've been following for years because it triggered you. And then you climb to the top of a mountain and you start following that person again because you realize that you just weren't ready for their growth yet. And sometimes we're not ready to look at the things that we need to see to grow. Sometimes it's scary to climb to another top of the mountain. But that's what's so powerful about attracting soulmate clients is that they're going to grow on the journey with you. They're coming along with you. You don't have to stay in the business that you had a year ago. You don't have to micro-niche down to grow and reach more people. It's take your people on a journey with you. Don't try. Don't feel like you need to play small. Celebrate everything that you've done. Celebrate the work that you do and what happens with someone who works with you. I want you to get so big that being in the spotlight feels uncomfortable. Not because you want the shine to be on you, but because you need the shine to be on you in order for you to be the light in the world that helps tons of people. It's uncomfortable to bring the spotlight on us. But without the spotlight on us, we can't become well-known and recognized for the work that we do in the world. Being a star, being in the spotlight, isn't about, hey, I'm great. Everyone, look at me. It's saying, hey, I've really cracked the code for this, and I'm here to take it with you. I'm here to do it with you. I want this for you because I know what being where you are now feels like.
For so long, I just wanted to love myself. For so long, I just wanted a thriving business. For so long, I just wanted to be a mother. For so long, I just wanted to be a wife. For so long, I just wanted to have a home in Costa Rica. Sometimes manifestation, it takes a little while. And then one day we wake up and we're like, I have everything I've ever wanted, only to discover I want so much more because you're a different person. And this is what it means to be a visionary for your life, to have and hold the vision, letting that be the direction that we're growing, letting that be the goal, and letting everything that you do in your day-to-day life be the mission to get you there. And everything that you do to get you there is that when you arrive to your vision, it could be completely different, or it could be even bigger. But as you grow and evolve, your vision will constantly evolve. And it's very important to think like a CEO, to walk and talk like a leader from experience. And that means being humble in celebrating all that you've done, all that you've accomplished, and the work that you do in the world, how it changes lives. And to literally be the embodiment is to build a movement and leave a legacy behind. Maya Angelou says, people don't remember what you said. They don't remember what you did. They remember how you make them feel. How can your marketing and your messaging invoke a feeling, to speak to a desire, to speak to the heart of the people that you want to serve and you want to get lost on an island with? Become a big deal in the spotlight of your work through witnessing your triggers, through climbing to the top of the mountain, only to realize like, oh, there's another mountain to climb, and I'm actually now in the valley of it. We don't ever have to burn it to the ground to keep climbing higher. Take your assets with you. Bring your lessons in your life, all that you've been through, your struggles. Turn it into the asset of gold that allows you to help more and more and more and more people. If you want to get yourself inside of a room where 3 days we're going to talk about being the visionary, the CEO visionary that makes massive amounts of money, helping and changing people's lives, sharing your dharma, your life's work, comment visionary below. This is going to literally be revolutionary. I can feel it. I've been sitting on this, contemplating this, reflecting. And I can't wait to share with you my journey so that it allows you to grow into the wealth embodiment of rich, from memories, from joy, from growth. All right? I love you. Bye.